Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Take Me Home, the show that helps a lonely animal have a second chance at a new life. A home, a family, someone to play with, and someone to love. Join host Susan Daffron as she talks to guests from animal shelters and rescues about some of their favorite adoptable pets. These pets might be diamonds in the rough that may have been overlooked, but still need a great loving home. We'll shine the light on these pets and share their personalities, quirks, and stories with you. The goal of Take Me Home is to promote happy adoptions. We'll showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Here's your host, Susan Daffron.
Welcome to Take Me Home on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Susan Daffron, the founder of the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals. Thank you for listening. Today we have Gail Montgomery from the Almost Home Animal Haven in Michigan. She'll be talking to us about a dog named Gino who is available for adoption. We'll be right back with Gail after these messages.
Take Me Home. We'll be right back with more great stories of lonely pets in search of loving homes right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Pawfume Dog Grooming and Finishing Spray is proud to be a new sponsor of Pet Life Radio. Pawfume Super Long Lasting Sprays are available in four unique fragrances. Each Pawfume spray is fortified with the finest conditioners and detanglers to make combing out your dog more fun. Pawfume retails for only $2 per 6-ounce bottle. Pawfume is available nationwide at all Dollar General and Family Dollar stores. Why pay more to have your dog smell great? Pawfume, Pawfume.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Get ready to meet your future best friend. Take Me Home is back, and there's a pet waiting just for you.
Welcome back to Take Me Home on Pet Life Radio. My name is Susan Daffron, and today I'm talking with Gail from Almost Home. We're going to be talking about a dog named Gino. So thanks for joining me, everyone, and Gail in particular. So first off, tell me about Almost Home Animal Haven and what you do there and what you're all about.
Thank you for talking with me. Almost Home was started in 2001 by myself and my daughter. We were a rescue group that actually had a shelter without walls, I guess you would say. We relied solely on foster homes for our animals, and we would save all these animals from various situations, abuse, high kill shelters, and so forth. And we prayed to ultimately find a shelter, and in 2006 we were granted a shelter, an old shelter that was never used, hadn't been used for 15 years.
Wow.
And so the police of the city of Southfield, that's where the shelter is, the police were just picking up strays, dropping them off at the shelter just as a holding place for the four-day hold period, and then they were being taken to the Humane Society. That's where they were going, and many of them were euthanized. So we met with the city of Southfield because we saw this shelter and we saw that it wasn't really being used. It was just using as a stopping ground.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the city and we asked if we could take it over. And our agreement was that we would take every one of their animals, we could never turn any of their animals down, so we're always full.
Yeah.
So we agreed to do that, and we explained to them that we're 100% no-kill, that any animal that comes to us, no matter what the medical is, we want to take care of that animal, and if they come in where they're not adoptable, we would make them adoptable. So that was our agreement, and we did take over the shelter, and I will always say to everyone, be careful what you wish for.
Oh, no, because it's always full, right?
Well, we've got animals coming right and left. Many of them are used for fighting or bad owners, heartworm positive, diabetes, Cushing's. You name it. I mean, we just rescued a dog. Well, a dog that came to us by the city of Southfield, dropped the dog off. A few days later, it was displaying signs of sickness, and Ariella turns out that she has parvo.
Wow.
So we, of course, it always happens on a Sunday. So there wasn't anything open. We couldn't use our rescue vet, and so we rushed her to the hospital. And $5,000 later. She's going to live, though.
That's she is going to, because I saw in your email that she was, I guess she was still in treatment, I think. And
she was fighting for her life. The veterinarian basically told me to put her to sleep.
Wow.
She said, this dog is very sick. I don't think she's going to make it. And I said, well, do we need a miracle? And she said, no, you just need a lot of money.
Oh, well.
So I said, well, give me the papers. She suggested that, you know, because we have so many sick animals, because I asked her for a discount, and of course they don't want to give us discounts or anything. So she said, my suggestion is to put her to sleep so that you could take care of all the other animals at your shelter. And I said, every life is precious.
And she's gonna make it?
She's gonna make it.
Is this actually an adult dog or a puppy? Because I know puppies are really susceptible
to. Yeah, she's about. We're thinking she's about 10 months old, not quite a year.
So that's unusual for a dog that age to get parvo to the point where you have that many vet expenses. Oh, my goodness.
You're absolutely right. It's usually the puppies.
Yeah.
But occasionally you get dogs that are, she's of the bully breed, and they're more susceptible to parvo as well as Rottweilers, from what the doctor said.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so there are dogs that do come in, and we've had animals that have been over a year old that have come to us with parvo.
Wow.
Very rare, though. And in this case, we were, that's what happened to us. So we did what we had to do, and we just got a phone call actually today, and they said that they think that she's going to make it and to start looking for a foster home for her.
Well, great. Well, hopefully this will help her, too. But today we actually are also talking about another dog that you've got there named Gino.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about him. He's got quite a story, too.
Gino is the most precious little Bichon. He was brought to us by a good Samaritan in Southfield. He found him wandering. It was raining, and he was cold and shivering. And the gentleman was just so kind, and he said, "I knocked on every single door in the neighborhood, and no one knew where this dog belonged except this one older woman pointed to the house, and the house was in foreclosure. It was foreclosed. It was gone. I mean, the people were gone, and he had left Gino."
Wow. You know, the scary thing is that you're not the first person I've talked to on the show who has had a dog in that situation. It's more common than people think.
Oh, absolutely. We have so many, and they just leave them. Some people don't even, I mean, they board up the windows, and the animals are still in the house, and they don't even tell anyone.
I know.
You know, and it's so, we had a little, we had a Doberman Pinscher, and it was all boarded up, and somebody heard some cries and called us, and we went and we got her, and she was heartworm positive, and we treated her, and she's got a great home now. But Gino was, it is sad, and Gino was, you know, walking around not knowing what was going on, and his hearing isn't great, and his eyesight isn't great. He's about 5 or 6 years old, and so anyway, the gentleman brought him to us and told us about the house, you know, that he has no home. I mean, the people moved. And so we took him in, and he had, like, thinning of the hair, and he had all the typical signs of Cushing's. He was constantly hungry, and his belly was round, and he was thirsty. And I said to myself, I prayed. I said, please don't let him have Cushing's.
And of course.
And of course, the doctor, you know, came to our shelter, and she examined him, and she said, I really think he has the Cushing's. Let's do all the blood work and so forth. And we did. And there's two kinds of Cushing's. And there's a good kind and a bad, well, there's no good kind.
Yeah, there's no good kind, but yeah.
So it turns out it was the kind that can be treated, and the medication would be very effective if it did indeed work on his makeup. And so we bought the medicine, and it's working.
And yay!
He's not thirsty anymore. He's not eating he'd eat like a garbage can if he could. But it's working.
Great.
And his hair is growing back in, and he looks beautiful. We had him neutered, we had his teeth cleaned, and now he's a little movie star.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what his personality's like. He sounds really cute.
Oh, my God. This dog has absolutely no aggression. He loves everyone.
Cool.
Even as hungry as he was, he still would share his food.
Aw.
He was just so sweet. And he loves kids. He loves adults. He loves men, women, no gender, you know, because sometimes they pick men or women.
Exactly.
He loves other dogs. He's fascinated by cats. He just stares at them. He doesn't do anything. It's just like, what is that?
That's funny.
So that's Gino. I mean, he's very comical, and he's very affectionate, and he's super.
Cool. Well, we'll be back with Gail after these messages from our sponsors.
Take Me Home. We'll be right back with more great stories of lonely pets in search of loving homes right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. Now, I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Get ready to meet your future best friend. Take Me Home is back, and there's a pet waiting just for you.
We're back with Gail from Almost Home Animal Haven in Michigan. I'm your host, Susan Daffron, and we're talking about a dog named Gino today. So if you were able to describe the perfect home for Gino, what would it be like?
Perfect home for Gino? I think Gino would be just fine anywhere. But my choice for him would probably be a retired person.
Okay.
Where they're home a lot and he gets a lot of attention. He does have to go out for potty more often than most dogs. And he's been great. He holds it, but he does still drink more water than most.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to urinate a lot. Or an older couple or somebody that works part-time. Or even if it is a, you know, like a stay-at-home mom that has kids, because he's great with kids too. He's really everything wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So my choice would be somebody that could really appreciate him and give him all the love that he needs that he missed out on.
Yeah. So as far as his medical requirements, is he getting pills or?
Yes.
So,
and forgive me, I don't remember the name of the pill. It's fairly new,
mm-hmm.
And it was highly recommended by our rescue vet. He gets it one time a day.
And is he pretty good about taking the pill, or do you just put it in his food or something?
Oh, yeah, food.
He loves food.
He
no problem.
So you just like little take some canned food and you put the pill in it, and he eats it, and it's just once a day.
Yeah. So it's really pretty easy. It's not going to be any kind of onerous task to keep him, really, his Cushing's pretty much managed, right?
Right. It's very simple. It's very low maintenance.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, I give my dogs all kinds of vitamins and stuff in their food. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not any different.
And that would be great, too, to do that. I'm a strong believer in that.
Yeah.
To give them all those supplements and
mm-hmm.
so forth.
So other than having Cushing's, which is obviously something that's a little special about Gino, does he have any types of quirks or habits that a new owner should know about?
You know, it's any other dog, I could tell you a million, but he is the perfect little dog.
That's so cool.
He really is. He's so thankful to be, you know, loved and cared for. He can just see it, the way he acts. It's just, if he could talk, he'd say, thank you, thank you, thank you, 1,000 times.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. You know, sometimes you really see that in rescue dogs, that they just know that, you know, I got lucky here, you know?
Exactly. And I just don't want anybody to be afraid that he has Cushing's. It's not contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know how long they can live with Cushing's. My doctor said that he can live a full life, you know, providing that there's no, aren't any other complications, and he has the better kind, so.
I believe it's some kind of hormonal imbalance, basically, isn't it?
It's something to do with the pituitary gland.
That's what I thought, yeah. So it's really, I mean, many dogs, I've read about it in the context of many dogs are hypothyroid, mm-hmm. and it's the same type of thing where you give them one little pill and, you know, their hair comes back and they look good and they're happy. And I have, one of my dogs has been on thyroid medication for years and years and years, and she's 12.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
And a little dog like a Bichon can live to, I mean, they can live to be quite a long lifespan, so.
No, my sister's Bichon lived to be almost 18.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I talked to a Bichon rescue a few weeks ago, and I couldn't believe it. I think she told me about one that lived to be 22. I said, is that even possible? But yeah, those little dogs, you just never know.
Exactly.
So do you have any final thoughts about Gino before we close out here?
Well, you know, he's real special to us, and, you know, he's a little deaf, but he still knows his name, Gino, and he loves that name, so if somebody does adopt him, I'd love him to keep that name, because when you say his name, you should see him sparkle.
Aww.
When you say his name. He is just, he really is very special to us, so I just hope you can find a loving forever home soon. He's in foster care right now,
mm-hmm.
so he's not at the shelter, which is good.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the shelter. The shelter's like the Ritz Hotel compared to where some of these dogs have come from.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like home.
Yeah, that's really true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're out of time, and at this point, I'd like to thank our guests and our producers for making this show possible. For more information about Gino, you can visit the Almost Home website online at www.almosthomeanimals.org. And if you're involved in rescue, check out all the great benefits you can receive as a member of the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals at www.naprp.com. If you would like to feature your pets on Take Me Home, just click the contact link on the website to get in touch with us. If you have any questions or comments about this show, please email me at susand@petliferadio.com. So until next time, if you or anyone you know is considering getting a pet, please consider the adoption option and save a life.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.